Many classic detective novels relied on a trail of clues that the gumshoe, probably unshaven, insolvent, and wretched from a night with the bottle, chases into a dark unknown of whodunits. Who shot the frivolous banker's son? Who was the last person to see him alive? Who had the most to gain from his death? Gary Schultz has been fielding these questions for 9 years as the co-owner of Once Upon a Crime, a cozy little bookstore on 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis, with murder on its mind.
Well, I'm Gary Schultz. I'm co-owner of Once Upon a Crime with my wife, Pat. We've had the store for 9 years now, coming up to 25 years with the store being in existence. We're the third owners. We've recently won the Raven Award from the Mystery Writers of America. Very recently, we just got back 2 weeks ago now from the award ceremony.
The Raven Award is presented annually at the Edgar Awards, which, for the uninitiated, are the mystery and crime fiction's equivalent to the Academy Awards. The Raven specifically is the only award presented to non-authors. And in 2011, the Raven was given to Once Upon a Crime in recognition of their unstinting devotion to the mystery genre.
Well, the ceremony was just amazing. About 700-800 people, and they opened up 4 ballrooms. Oh, the event was the Mystery Writers of America, their annual Edgar. It was their 65th annual Edgar, so it's been around for longer than me. So it's the oldest and the best known and the biggest award available to mystery writers. Part of the awards, they gave out about a dozen Edgars in different categories. Best novel, best first novel, best paperback original. This year they gave out 2 Raven Awards. And those are non-writing awards, just for outstanding service to the industry. That award has been around since 1953. And past winners have been like Alfred Hitchcock, Vincent Price, The Muppet Show. We were fortunate enough to get it. Part of my acceptance speech at the awards was, you know, this is in May, and I said, even though we've known about this since November, we're still totally overwhelmed. I had to keep Sally Field out of my mind when I went up there. You know, you like me. But, you know, that was that kind of feeling. You know, I can understand Sally now.
Once Upon a Crime has between 20,000 and 30,000 books crammed into roughly 800 square feet. Not a lot of wiggle room. And that's nearly 30,000 different titles, one copy of each book on the shelves. Well, that's a lot of murder, mayhem, petty larceny, arson, embezzling, white-collar shenanigans, and down-and-dirty deeds for this small space. The Raven Award also recognized Schultz and wife Pat Frovarp's commitment to the local and international mystery writers community. Many nights and weekends, you descend into Once Upon a Crime's garden-level shop to the strains of another good mystery unfolding.
Outside of Narok, we were back in the African countryside again. The van suddenly slowed, and Bernard said, "Is either of you young ladies afraid of snakes?" "Nope," we both said. "Lucas's big phobia is spiders, and mine is heights." "Well, then you might want to get out of your seats and take a look." "That's a spitting cobra," Bernard said, "one of the deadliest snakes in the world." I thought about the big bad snake for a while, pulled up my diary to write about it, but found it was too bumpy to write anything. It had been really exciting to see it on our first day. It never occurred to me that the snake could be an omen.
That St. Paul mystery author, Susan Runholt, reading from her latest novel, Adventure at Simba Hill.
I worked for 20 years to get my first mystery published. My first mystery was The Mystery of the Third Lucretia, which was published in 2008 and had its first publication party here, as did my second and third books in the series. I write a series, the Carian Lucas series of books, for middle grade readers. But I've been coming here for many years. In fact, I remember the first owner of this store before the people that Pat and Gary bought it from. I mean, they're just an all-purpose shop. It's without them, we could not exist. We certainly would not thrive as well as we do thrive here in the Twin Cities if it weren't for Once Upon a Crime. I don't think any mystery writer who's in the community here would even begin to quibble with that. Mm-hmm. We all agree.
This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.